Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Got four great NFL games this weekend. Got championship game in the college football playoff national championship on Monday. Of course, there are a ton of people who are interested in those games and the lines on those games. I'm always interested in sort of how the lines are set. I'm interested in, you know, why the lines are where they are. And over the years, we brought Jay Cornegay from the Superbook at Westgate on this show, and he joins us live via satellite from the Strip. Hey, Jay, how are you, man?
By satellite, yeah. It's like, hey, John, how are you?
Good, man. Let's start. Like, this is a big weekend. You got four games. You got the championship game in college football on Monday. Does it feel like we're all, like, headed to the top of the mountain here?
It really is. It's actually one of the biggest weekends of the year when we have two playoff games on Saturday, two on Sunday, and, of course, followed by the championship game. So this is a very popular weekend of a lot of football fans, as we have some pretty good matchups. And, obviously, the icing on the cake is the national championship game on Monday night.
Let's start with that championship game on Monday night, because I saw a story out that said 90% of the public money is on LSU. How is that look on your books?
You know, we could start here and probably finish here, too, because this is the biggest game of the weekend for us because it's so lopsided. First of all, the futures that we've been – the bets that we've been taking all year long for the NCAA championship, we look pretty good on Clemson. We break even on LSU, and you just mentioned it. Ever since we posted this game, it's been all LSU. It's LSU, LSU over. It's all LSU money line, and it has skyrocketed to now 6. We opened it a couple weeks ago at 3.5. So if you look at the market around Las Vegas right now, majority, if not all of them, are at 6 with a total of 69.5. So all the books are going to be rooting for that underdog Clemson team on Monday night.
What do you think happened? Was it just that did the book miss with setting the line, or did something happen publicly, or what do you think happened?
Well, the public really gets influenced by what they've seen last, and let's face it, Oklahoma can make a lot of teams look really good. Okay. And we all knew that there was a big gap between the big three, that was Clemson, LSU, and Ohio State, and the rest of the nation. There was just a huge gap. So when that happened, and we knew exactly what that was going to do to the betting and the championship game, but if you talk to a lot of the sharps out there that actually follow it very closely, very educated, they know that this line is kind of like a Super Bowl line. It's where the public money really determines what the line is versus most other games that the sharp money really determines where the line is. But because of what they did against Oklahoma, and Clemson somewhat struggled and just got by Ohio State, we knew that there was going to be a landslide of action on LSU. As far as, the Clemson side, I know that the sharps, there's a lot of value out there in their eyes. This thing could peak at 6.5, but we are anticipating some sharp money coming in on Clemson either Sunday night or Monday afternoon, and possibly drive this thing down where it should be. It's not so much that we made a mistake; it's public perception, and we're fine with that. We're really trying to gear this line towards the sharp money, but the public money just overran the line with that lopsided victory that LSU had over Oklahoma.
Yeah, because I look at the game and I think Clemson's been there recently, and Dabo Swinney knows what he's doing in a game like that, and Clemson looked really good to me too. I think they would have boat raced Oklahoma themselves. So what do you do in a situation like that? You just move the line and hope for the best, or how do you handle that?
Well, first off, we tell our direct reports, so they know that that there's a decision on Monday night. Bookmaking is not an art of knee-jerk reactions. Okay, so it's something it's slowly processed, especially in a high-profile game. I mean, if you really look at the true rankings between these two teams, it should be more like 2, okay?
Yeah.
But the money has obviously pushed this up. And I'm not saying that money is wrong. I'm not saying the sharp side is right. It's just that that's how you book, these games. And we're okay if the public ends up, let's say LSU, blows them out and everybody cashes, that's just fine. Of course, we're not really rooting for that, but it happens. But when you're bookmaking and you're odds making, we know where the true line should be. It's inflated because the public money is all over LSU. We move it accordingly, and there's really nothing else you can do about it, John. You got to make sure that your bosses know that this is what we're looking at going into the game, and you just roll with it. And if you win, great. If not, we're moving on to the next weekend.
Jay Cornegay with us with the Westgate Superbook in Vegas. You look back now to the playoff games. Of the 4 playoff games, where are you seeing most of the public action, most of the sharp money?
Well, there's actually been some support by the sharps, which is normal to see them play the underdogs. They don't play them all the time, but they know the value of these points, especially in the NFL. The public money has really been on, of course, the favorites, especially the Ravens and the Chiefs. But starting with the first game on Saturday, the sharps are they're not all over Minnesota, but they're certainly on that side. The public has been playing the 49ers, which is expected, and certainly playing the Niners on the money line. We got a lot of money line parlays on the 49ers, Ravens and the Chiefs. And for those that don't know what the money line, is, it's just a bet that no points are involved. You're just betting to win the game. So the books most likely are, there's no doubt, the books are going to need one of these teams to go down. They're going to either need the 49ers or the Ravens or the Chiefs to go down if they're going to have any type of successful weekend.
Jay Cornegay with us, Westgate Sportsbook, Superbook. It's interesting as we look at those three big favorites. The Titans being in a game like this struck me that it kind of took some shine off what could have been a potential New England matchup, in the playoffs, and brings more action. Do you guys pay attention to stuff like that? Do you like name brands in games?
We do. New England's interesting because they're really, have been in a class by themselves over the years. And to tell you the truth, there's a lot of Patriot fatigue out here.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that were happy that the Patriots were out, okay? They wanted some new blood in there. They wanted to see somebody different than the Patriots. So with them being knocked out, I actually think it actually increased the interest. And we expect more money to be bet this weekend outside them, being in the playoffs. So knocking out New England was a good thing for us. But we do look at brand names. We know that, you know, the Vikings and 49ers have some tremendous fan bases, not so much for the Titans, not so much for the Texans. The Ravens are okay. The Chiefs have a huge loyal fan base. And would it be nice to see, you know, those teams in the Super Bowl? Sure. I mean, I think it would create a little bit more excitement. I know the Super Bowl really sells itself, but whenever you can add a little spice to it with some of those more popular teams and bigger fan bases, it's a plus for Las Vegas.
Jay Cornegay, Westgate Superbook. How has the legalization of gambling in a place like Oregon, other states, affected Vegas, your handle? What are you guys doing there to stay competitive in an emerging business that is more competitive?
Well, we certainly haven't seen a downfall at all, John. Our handles are record handles right now. We've had over the last year and a half since PASPA was overturned, we continue to set records on handle on almost every sport. So, you know, we look at it at two different ways. I know, you know, as far as the Superbook brand, we look at it as an opportunity. You know, we're expanding our brand, and hopefully within the next few weeks, we'll be able to announce, you know, our operations outside Nevada. I know a lot of people were threatened by the expansion, but I believe that what we're seeing right now is, you know, we're seeing new faces. It's a whole new demographic out there that we're reaching. A lot of people that haven't been betting are betting now with their local operations. That eventually, you know, they're wanting to come to Las Vegas. So we're seeing the spike right now. How long that lasts, we're not sure. We see the numbers that come from Oregon, and I know that's been going on for the last 2.5 months through the lottery, I believe. And really big numbers, real positive numbers out there. We just hope that we create some new players, and eventually they want to come to Vegas.
Yeah, and that's interesting. And any time I'm in Vegas, I do swing through the Westgate and check it out. Jay, I really appreciate you making time for us. And by the way, in Oregon, we still cannot bet on a college game. So that is a big draw, too.
Oh, that's right.
With you guys.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting story because we were in Sacramento the other day, we were talking to some representatives there from Oregon, and I forgot that they didn't have college wagering. But as I said years ago, when we started taking wagering on UNLV and UNR games and other college events that took place in Las Vegas, you know, the proximity doesn't really have anything to do with it. Our discussions back then, our thinking back then, was that we would prefer all the local fans to make their bets through regulated, controlled environments rather than pushing those local fans through illegal channels. And that's exactly what happens. And that's what we told California. It sounds good, but you're really driving those players that want to bet on their local schools to the underground, and we certainly would prefer them to bet it in a regulated space.
Jay Cornegay, you're the best, man. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Have a good weekend.
There he is from the Westgate Superbook. Really interesting stuff. LSU. I like Clemson in 6. You want to give me 6 points in the defending national champions and a team that has found a way? Also, how about the money line parlays on the Ravens, Chiefs, and 49ers all winning? I agree with that. I think I like the home favorites to win these games. He said the books are going to need one of those three teams to lose. All right, leave it here. You got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network. What are you guys going to do this weekend? I'll be watching some football for sure. There's a lot of that going on. I also think that it will be a great opportunity. I don't know if you guys have done this. I've told you yesterday I'm cleaning. We're cleaning out the garage because my wife has done most of the work to this point. I got some work to do in the garage because we're trying to get our garage ready to do the coating on the garage floor that Bach Custom Coatings is going to do for us. It's BACH. Shout out to Jeff and his team at Bach Custom Coatings. Getting prepared for that. What are you doing this weekend? Give me something exciting. Let us live vicariously through you, please.
I'm going to be reading and catching up on some homework already.
Go fish. Give me something else. Come on. Tell us what you're really doing. That's the stuff you tell your parents you're doing.
No, that's really what I'm going to be doing. Keg I might
stand.
Go out tonight. We'll see.
You going to do a keg stand?
One or two.
Do something safe but fun.
Yeah, I've been wanting to plan a trip to like the mountain. I know we were just talking about how we don't want to spend time on the mountain, but I really think that it would be cool, and I just need some like better pictures for my Instagram. I haven't been doing a whole lot.
Oh, good Lord.
So.
That's what it's about. It's about getting a snow picture.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a snow picture this winter yet. Let me go up on the mountain, stand in the snow for 30 seconds, take a picture, and then get out of Dodge.
Well, because I wasn't doing anything for New Year's. I was sick. I've been going back to school. I just, you know, I need to get out there and do something.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if she... get out there and get on the mountain. Spend some time up there. Maybe you'll fall in love with snowboarding or something.
I want to try, yeah.
All right. Peter, what are you doing this weekend?
Man, I'll have the football games on. You know what I'm actually going to be doing is a lot of wrestling with the five-year-old.
Good.
He's the sensitive artist type. He really is. He's a lot like me. But, man... boys just do that. They reach a point where all of a sudden they just want a rough house, and he's at that stage. So I'll get down on the ground.
I get tackled every time I come in the door.
Yeah, I'll slam
5-year him on the old, ground. 3-year old, like, you know, one grabs one leg, the other one just punches me in the stomach, and they show you how much they love you.
Yeah, a lot of that. I need to buy a cup before I do this.
I've got the 5-year old. The 5-year old, for whatever reason, when we used to watch football, She liked the Dallas Cowboys immediately to start with because she likes the idea of cowboys. And so we would walk in someplace and the Cowboys would be on TV and she'd look up and go, oh, the Cowboys. Now she knows how to tell the score, how much time's left. I'm really working on her to help her understand, you know, the first downs and all that stuff. So I'm trying to teach her football because I want her to know, you know, and she seems interested in it. I want her to know the rules and the nuances. I need somebody to watch a football game with, you know?
Yeah, football's a tricky one for kids to pick up, too. Basketball's just, hey, they got to get it in that hole, you know, but football's tough.
No, she's got it. She's got the concept. She got the score thing. She's now transferred to a 49er fan. So someday when she's listening to some sports radio show and they're like, how did you end up a fan of the 49ers? Her story will be, my dad forced me away from the Cowboys, which were my first love, into being a 49er fan. So she's got that down. She also tends to like the Seahawks for some reason. She must hear that at school or something. Because the Seahawks were playing the Eagles last week. And she's asking me, who are you going for? That's what she wants to know. Who are you rooting for? And I said, I don't like the Seahawks, even though I like to see them play the 49ers. Can't find myself to root for them in this game. And I said, who are you going for? She said, Seahawks. So I said, you know, so she's got that in her. Don't hold it against her, Niner fans. She's 5. She's learning. It's part of that process. I also am interested in booking next week's show. And so I'm going to, Mike Leach, who's told me he's coming on next week, I want to lock him down. Which day is he going to be on the show? Well, you know, what will that be about? Big Twitter fight going on between two friends, Rich Eisen, formerly of the NFL Network, now with the Rich Eisen Show, is going at it with Tim Kawakami, former colleague of mine in the Bay Area. They're arguing over something. I'm on Kawakami's side on this one. Eisen, formerly with the NFL Network, is defending Mike Mayock of the Raiders. Kawakami is saying, why hasn't Mayock done interviews with the independent media? Eisen is saying, what am I? Kawakami said in a...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.